Today's daf is Chubim daf Chaf Dalet, and we are at the Mishnah on daf Chaf Dalet Amid Aleph. So the Mishnah is in the process of digressing from the core sugyas of Masechtas Chulin. So again, just to follow the paper trail, we've been learning the halachas of Shechitas Chulin. The Mishnah digressed from Shechitas Chulin to discuss Malika of Oifoy Stera Kachin. Once we mentioned Malika, the Mishnah mentioned that there are two types of birds that were kosher to be brought as a knife on the Mizbeach, Toirim or Bnei Yoina. And the Mishnah said on the Afcha Beza Manal of kosher b'toirim pasol b'bnei Yoina, kosher b'bnei Yoina pasol b'toirim. The Mishnah then mentioned another area in Halacha where you find this theme, that what's kosher for A is pasol for B, and what's kosher for B is pasol for A. Kosher b'para, pasol b'egla. Kosher b'egla, pasul bepara. Now we have a third category where you find this same thing. Says the Mishnah, kosher b'kayhanim, pasul b'leviim. Kosher b'leviim, pasul b'kayhanim. And the Gemara immediately brings a brisa that explains. Tana Rabban, kayhanim b'mumun psulim b'shanim ksherim. A kohen that has a mum is pasul to do the avodah. Stating that, there's no such thing as a kohen being too old to do the avodah. So if a kohen has a physical mum, it would disqualify him from doing the avodah. If, however, he reaches a certain age, we don't force him into retirement, it doesn't matter how old he is, the kohen's always allowed to do the avodah. Leviim are just the opposite. B'mumun ksherim, if a Levi has a mum, it does not disqualify him from doing his avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. B'shanim psulim. However, there is an age limit at what point a Levi is no longer allowed to do the avodah. Nimtza. So what comes out is the halacha of the Mishnah. Kosher b'kayhanim, which is shanim, possible levim, is a problem for a Levi. Kosher b'levim, which is mumim, possible b'kayhanim, is going to be a problem for a kohen. So a kohen, there's a concept of a Baal mum. If a kohen has a mum, it disqualifies him from doing the avodah. Levi doesn't have a psul ba'al mum. By Levi, there's a psul shanim, that if he reaches a certain age, it would disqualify him from being able to do the avodah. We're going to see on the bottom of the Amid, Rashi brings it right away, that the age limit of a Levi is 50. So once a Levi turned 50, he was pushed into retirement. A lot more about this during the course of the daf. You know, and immediately says the Gemara, the Tanu Rabbanon. The pasuk says, "Zois Asher LaLeviim Mi Ben Chomesh VeEsrim Shana VaMaylo Yavoi Litzvoi Tzava BaAvoidas Ayomoy." Matamudloimar. Why does it say the word Zois? And Rashi says, really, that whole pasuk is extra. If you look at the context of that pasuk, it seems to be a superfluous pasuk. It says the Gemara's Fishin Mi Ben Chomesh Shana Yashuv. It says that when the Levi turns 50 years old, he has to stop doing the avodah. He's too old for doing the avodah. So we see from there that there's a concept of a Levi being too old to do the avodah. I would think that if a Levi could become pasul from doing the avodah because he's too old, certainly a Levi that has a bal mum should become pasul from doing the avodah. And really, you know me, because madach a kohen who doesn't have a psul shanim has a psul mum, leviim shashanim poislamahem, a Levi where even shanim disqualifies him from doing the avodah. In addition, she a woman. That's why the pasuk says zois asher lalavim, zois lalavim, ve'in acheres lalavim. This is the only psul that could affect the Levi shanim. Meaning, a Levi has to be a certain age in order to be able to do the avodah. But acheres, such as mum, would not disqualify the Levi from doing the avodah. Another halacha, the price says you can learn from this pasuk. I would have thought that a kohen that reaches a certain age, let's say when the kohen turns 50, he shouldn't be able to do the avodah. And it makes sense based on a kavah chaimer. Malavim sheimum poislam behem, shanim poislam behem. Madach a Levi who doesn't have a psul mum, but if he reaches a certain age, 50, he's pasul from doing the avoid. A kohanim shamumin poislam behem. A kohen who has a psul mum, enoy din sheyiyu shanim poislam behem. Talmud loymar. Therefore, the pasuk says zois asher la leviim, and we learn from there that it's asher la leviim v'loy la asher la kohanim. This psul of shanim only affects the leviim; it doesn't affect the kohanim. So, two things that are learned from that pasuk that at first glance seems to be completely miyutar. Number one, that although a Levi has a psul shanim, he doesn't have a psul mum. Number two, although the kohen has a psul mum, he still does not have the psul shanim. So the kohen has the psul mum, the Levi has the psul shanim, and that's the Mishnah. Kasher b'kohanim, pasul b'levim. Kasher b'levim, pasul b'kohanim. But the price continues. It says, Yochal af b'shiloi u'bebeisoi lamim kein. I would think that this halacha, that a Levi is limited by age, is something that was true for all generations, meaning a Levi that
did the Avodah in the Mishkan. He did the Avodah while the Mishkan was in the Midbar or was in Shiloh. Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, Bayis Shlishi, B'meir B'yameinu. So you would think that this idea of a Levi being limited by his age to do his avoid in the Beis HaMikdash would be true forever. Talmud Lomar, it's not true. It says in the Pasuk, Lavoid avoidas, avoida, v'avoidas masa, and we learn from there, Leomarti elabas mantra avoida bekase. When the Levim were in the Midbar, they had a very unique avoida that they had to do in addition to all the avoidas that they did. And that is that they were the ones that were responsible to carry the Mishkan when they went through the Membez Masais. So who carried the Mishkan? The Levim were the ones. They were sov of the Mishkan, Yachanu, and they were given the very important task to carry the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. It was while they were doing that, the Avodas HaMasa, the Avodas HaKosev, when they had to do the carrying, that's when there was a halacha that they had to fit within a certain age. But Beis Olamim, L'dayrois, where that was no longer something that had to be done, there was no halacha of an age limit as it relates to the Levim. Besides the Gemara, continuing along this theme of the age of a Levi in order to do the Avodah, because of Echadema, one pasuk says, "Mi ben chamesh ve'esem shana v'maylo," that Levi has to be 25 years old. That's the minimum age in order for him to do the Avodah. So the maximum age is 50. As it relates to the minimum age, one pasuk is Zois Hashem la'Levi, "Mi ben chamesh ve'esrim shana v'maylo yavoi litzvoi tzava ba'avodah zayomai." Because of Echadema, there's another pasuk that says, "Mi ben shloishim shana v'maylo." The end of the pasuk is va'ad ben chamishim shana kol abo lavoid avoida va'avoid asmasa ba'oil moy. Bottom line is you have two psukim that seem to blatantly contradict themselves. One pasuk says the Levi has to be 25. The other pasuk says Levi has to be 30. One pasuk is in Parshas Ba'loischa. The other pasuk is in Parshas Ba'midbar. But how do you have two psukim, four prokim away that blatantly contradict each other? Does the Levi have to be 25 or does the Levi have to be 30? Says the Gemara, you can't tell me. If shalay mashloishim shekvar nemar chafei, if shalay mar chafei shekvar nemar shloishim. Okay, it's a chafei. The Talmud the shloishim la'avoid. And the Gemara learns from here a very well-known dvar agado, and that is that when the Levi was 25 years old, he used to show up. He would arrive and he would start observing. His training to become a Levi would begin. But at the same time, he didn't physically do the Avodah until he turned 30 years old. So how long then was the training period of the Levi? It was 5 years. Mikan says, the Gemara L'Talmud, Shalei Rasim and Yafa b'mishnasi heishanim shoveinirai. You see from here that 5 years is a reasonable amount of time that you give somebody the ability to try to learn something. And if a person tries for 5 years and he's not roya, say chazal shoveinirai. But you also see from here that you have to be patient. And you have to give it 5 years. So it takes time sometimes for a person to develop a skill. And what was that shear? How much time were Chazal Misha'er that it should take a person to develop a skill such as the Levi knowing the avodah that he had to do in the Beis HaMikdash? It's a 5 year period. So the pasuk that says 25, that's when he showed up, that's when he started his training. The pasuk that says 30, that's when he physically started doing the avodah. Rabbi Yosi argues with this agada. He says gimel shana. No, it's not 5 years, it's 3 years. Rabbi Yosi says that 3 years, if a person doesn't see siman bracha, it's already a bad sign. Shenemar, he learned it from a pasuk in Ezra. The context over there is when Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuzradan took the Yidden to Bavel, to Golus. So we know Golus Bavel happened in phases. One of the phases was Golus Yechonia, where he took the youngest and the brightest and the shiniest of all the Jewish prodigies that were living in Eretz Yisrael. He brought them into his palace and he gave them important jobs. And in that context, the pasuk says, Ulegadlam Shnayim Shalish, that he raised them for 2 or 3 years, Ulelamdam Sefer, he taught them books, the Lashon Kazdim, and how to speak Lashon Kazdim. How long did it take to teach Lashon Kazdim? 2 or 3 years. So on the outside date, it's a 3 year period. So you see, it's not 5 years, it's 3 years. It says the Gemara of Idach, Shani Lashon Kazdim the Kol. The Tanakhama is going to say, yeah, Lashon Kazdim is different. Lashon Kazdim is not such a hard Lashon to learn. It's not that different than Lashon Kodesh. So these boys only needed 3 years, but ordinarily you would need 5 years. V'idach. And how's Rabbi Yossi going to explain the fact that the Levim needed 5 years? Shani Hilch Savoydah did Kifon. Meaning, everybody agrees that pshat in the Levian, why you find the date of 25 and you find the date of 30, was one l'talmud, the other one was to actually do the avodah. The question is that a limud, is that a binyanav, that any time a person embarks upon something, he has to give himself 5 years of training until he firmly develops the skill and knows how to do it on his own? The Tanakhama said, yeah, mikan l'talmud, from here you see that Talmud needs at least 5 years in order to be able to figure it out. Rabbi Yosi said, I don't think you can bring a raya from here. Shani Avoida, the tkifin, it's a very difficult thing. Thus, you can't prove anything from here. Tanu Rabban and Koyin, Mishiyavish de Cyrus, Achi Yaskin, Kashal Avoid. A Koyin, from the time that he brings two Cyrus until he becomes old, he's kosher to do the Avodah. Shtei Cyrus obviously has to be bar mitzvah. A katan is possible to do the Avodah. But at the same time, he could do it not until he's 50. He could do it at Sheyaskin. Mum and Paisan boy. Additionally, a kohen that gets a mum is possible. Ben Levi, mi ben Shloshim, the ad ben Chamishim. It's only from 30 until 50 that he's kosher to do the Avodah. Vishon and Paisan. And immediately the price says what the Gemara just said. Medvar Mamurim by Omoichim and Midbar. Aval Shiloh, but they say love and himself. That was all true when they were in the Midbar when they had to do the schlepping. So then the Levi, once they turned 50, they were disqualified. But as it relates to Shiloh, when the Eidim were ready in Eretz Yisrael, and certainly Beis Olamim, as it relates to the Beis HaMikdash, you wouldn't have this halacha. When do they become possible then? So how does the Levi become possible in the times of the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Braisa, Ein Nefsal and Ella Bekoil. If something happens to their voice, they can't sing anymore, it's at that time that they would become possible. Rabbi Yosi, Mikra, how do you know that? Because the Pasuk says, Vayihi ke'echad le'mechatzrim u'le'mesheirim la'ashmiya koil echad. And the Pasuk over there seems to be suggesting, Rashi says, Vayihi ke'echad afilu skeinim be'mashma. Even the skeinim were allowed to do the Avodah. So you see that the Avodah Salavim was kosher to be done even by the skeinim, but at the same time it says, Vayihi ke'echad le'mechatzrim with the Mishayrim, Lashmiya Koil Echad. And Rashi says, Taploish at Srichim Levasim as Koilam Shia Niruka Koil Echad. So as long as their coil was working and they were able to sing in unison with the other Levim, they were kosher. It didn't matter how old they were. But the caveat is, as long as they could sing together, as long as they could do it as koil echad, that would make it okay for a Levi to be able to do the avodah. Now the truth is that the avodah that the Levim did in the Beis HaMikdash was not only singing, Levim b'shirim, right? But the Levim had other avodahs as well. In fact, the Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, so the Rambam Perek Dalet Hilchas Mikdash talks about what the Koyhanim did. HaKoyhanim huvdalu michlal halevian la'avodas hakarbonas. And then the Rambam gets involved in Koyhanim and the Kiddashtoi, and you have to give him covered harbe. We spoke at a lot of these Rambams when we learned Masechtas Vachem. The Rambam Perek Shlishi Hilchas Klei HaMikdash talks not about the Koyhanim, but about the Levim. So it's kedai to just read a few lines in the Rambam. Says the Rambam, Zera Levi kulei muvdal avodas hamikdash. Zera Levi, the family of Levi, was completely separated from the other Shvatim. What's their job? It's Avodas HaMikdash. Shenema Be'esahi Hivdol Hashem Eshevet HaLevi U'mitzvahs Asei Liyos HaLeviim Pnuyim U'muchonim La'Avodas HaMikdash. There's a mitzvah Asei to make sure that Leviim, they spend their days, they don't take jobs. What they do is they're 100% invested in Avodas HaMikdash. And says the Rambam, Bein Ratzu Ben Shalei Ratzu. It's not voluntary, but there's a draft. And we take every single Levi, we make sure that he gets involved in Avodas HaMikdash. Shenema va'avad ha-Levi hu es Avodas HaYomayim. I'm skipping. Avodas Shalehem. So what does the Levi do? Hu sheyiyu shomrim es HaMikdash. Number one, they had to watch the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnayos of Masechtas Tamid talk about there was shomrim set in, it was covered for the Beis HaMikdash, that when you looked up, you saw guards that were protecting and guarding the Beis HaMikdash, so to speak. So who did the Shmira? The Levim did. So Avodah Shalem says the Rambam Shiyu Shomrim Es HaMikdash. V'yiyu Mehen Shayarim. Additionally, there were Levim who were Shayarim. What does that mean? Leftoyach Shari HaMikdash U'lahagif Tal Soysav. Their job was to open up the doors of the Beis HaMikdash and to close the doors of the Beis HaMikdash. Additionally, V'yiyu Mehen Mishayarim. There were also Levim that were not Shayarim, but rather mishayrerin. They sang l'shayrer ala karbim b'chol yoyim. Shenema v'shayres b'shem Hashem elikov k'chol echav ala kehanim k'chol echav ala vim. Says the Rambam ezu hushirishu b'shem Hashem havi oimer zu hashira. And then the Rambam gets involved in the laws of shira, which karbon is needed shira, which karbon is did not need shira, and a whole parak in Rambam who discusses the avodas halavim. So what did the Levim do? Says they had three jobs. Number one, they were the shomrim of the Beis HaMikdash. Number two, they were shayarin, which means it was their job to open and to close the gates of the Beis HaMikdash. And number three, they were mishayarin. They also sang. That's Levim b'shirim. The Gemara, when the Gemara mentions at what point the Levi becomes possible from doing the Avodah, so says the Rambam, says the Gemara, that when the Levim, when the Yidden were in the Midbar, and the Levim had a job that they had to carry, so then, once they turned 50, they were pushed into retirement. But that's only Ba'ayol Moed Shebe Midbar. Avod B'Shilei B'Beisai Lobim Eim Nefsalin Elo B'Koyel. And at first glance, it's Sarach Bir, because let's say you have a Levi that Just something happened to his voice. He can't sing. Okay, so he can't sing together with this guy. Some people are born that way. But let's say a Levi can't sing. So he'd be disqualified from being the Mishayarin. Why should he be disqualified from being the Shayarin? Or from being one of the Shayarin? From the Braisa, it's Mashma, as if the Iker job of the Levi is to be from the Mishayarin. And at the end of the day, a Levi who could sing could do the Avodah Salavim. A Levi that cannot sing cannot do the Avodah Salavim. Unless you're going to say that the Braisa is only referring to the Levi doing the job of singing. But Enochinami, just because a Levi is too old or a Levi, there's something wrong with his voice, that he can't be from the Mishayarim, it doesn't necessarily mean that he won't be able to be from the Shayarim. Won't necessarily mean that he can't be from the Shayarim. I am Berishayim. That's already a whole discussion. But just before we go weiter, two Ha'aras. The first Ha'ara is that you see an idea that the Levian, certainly, the Levim in the Midbar had to be of a certain age before they were able to do the Avodah. It's not Bar Mitzvah, it's not Mishayavi Beis Cyrus, that's for the Kohanim, but rather it was from the age of 30. It says 25, it says 30, so there's a 5-year training period, but once he turned 30 years old, at that point he was already kosher to do the Avodah. It's interesting that this age of 30 is brought down in the Ramah. It's in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, in Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph. So the Ramah over there is discussing the criteria that the Baal Tefillah has to have when he does the Baal Tefillah that's going to daven Yom Ha'Ra'im. Says the Ramah that the Baal Tefillah on Yom Ha'Ra'im, what is this? The Yedakteik says the Ramah, Lachzar achashliach tzibur hayoyser hagun, v'hayoyser gadol b'toyra u'b'maisim she'ef shalimtsoy. So number one, you should try to find as choshev a Baal Tefillah as you could possibly find. Says the Ramah, in addition to him being choshev, v'sheyehei ben shloishim shan, you should also l'katchila try to find a chazen that's going to be 30 years old. Gam sheyehei nasui, and he should be married. Miu says the Ramah, kol yisro, k'shei remeim, rak sheyehei merutza l'kol. These are all nice things, l'kachila. So if he's not the biggest Talmud Chacham, or if he's not 30, or if he's not married, it's also beseder. It's l'kachila that he should have those mailos, but it's not something that's ma'akiv. The only thing that is ma'akiv is that he has to be merutza l'kol. Avol imespelo b'chazoka, if he wasn't someone that was appointed, but he goes to the breitel and he says, I'm not moving, the halacha says the Ramah is, not only is it not okay, you shouldn't even answer amen to the brachas that he makes. Very, very shocked. But says the Ramah, when he goes through his prerequisite, the boxes, that the perfect Yom Ha'Ra'im Baal Tefillah, slichas also, by the way, slichas a Yom Ha'Ra'im, that the perfect slichas Yom Ha'Ra'im Baal Tefillah should have, says the Ramah, go through the checklist, he should be 30 years old. Says the Vilna Gaon, where does that come from? 30 years old. Bir Hagra, Chulin Chaf Dalet Amid Beis. Visham Isa, Belevim La'avoid. Over there it's talking about the Avodah Salavim. And the Avodah Salavim was 30. Listen to the girl. V'yomim Elu, Dugmas Avodah Salavim, Ki Yodua, Shehem Yemei Hadin. I don't know what the Gram means. But says the Vilna Gaon that Yomim Elu, Yomim Ha'Ra'im, and Slichas are Yomei Hadin, and as a result, the Avodah, right? Tefillah is Avodah. Avodah Shabalev is always Tefillah. The Shachris Mincha Meirev is Keneged the Tmidin, right? So all Tefillah is technically Avodah. But says the Vilna Gaon that the Avodah of the Yomim Ha'Ra'im and Slichas, which are Yomei Hadin, isn't just Avodah. It's Avodah Salavir. And being that it's Avodah Salavim, and Avodah Salavim, there's a concept of Mi Ben Shloshim Shana. It's for that reason, says the girl, that's the Makar to the Ramah, as it relates to Ben Shloshim Shana. So it's interesting. So there's an idea that about Tefillah Slichas and about Tefillah Yom Ha'Ra'im should be at least 30 years old. What comes to mind is a famous Chiddush that the Achrayim say that about Tefillah for Musaf should be at least 20 years old. And it's based, of course, on the Psalm Rosh, on Reb Kivager in the Tshuva, Reb Kivager in Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Vav, where Reb Kivager says that he brings from the Besamim Reish that even though there is a shita that holds that women, Nasha Machayiv and Tefillah, right, it's a shayla, is it mitzvah, is it mangarama, is it not a mitzvah, say it's mangarama, achleik is Rambam and Ramban, but there certainly is a shita that holds that Nasha Machayiv and Tefillah, stating that Besamim Reish said that Nasha Machayiv from Damani Musaf. Why? Because Tefillah Musaf is connected to carbon Musaf. The carbon Musaf was a carbon tzibur, it was paid for by the Machtas HaShekel. The Mishnah says, in Mesech Tishkom, that Nasha Machayiv from Machtas HaShekel, which means that a woman did not have a chelik in the carbon Musaf. If she did not have a chelik in the carbon musaf, then she should not be chayiv and tefillas musaf. So Kvega brings this geshmak to chiddush from the Psalmim Rosh, who said that even though women, according to some shitas, are chayiv and tefillah, but they're going to be potter from tefillas musaf, because tefillas musaf is connected carbon musaf was paid for by machzis hashekel, and women were potter from machzis hashekel. Say the achrayim, it comes out from this chiddush that anyone that was obligated in Machzis HaShekel is Chayiv in Musaf. But somebody that was potter from Machzis HaShekel is not Chayiv in Musaf. Now the Mishnah says that a katan did not have to contribute to Machzis HaShekel. And there's a big machlokes we're showing him what katan means. So usually katan means Mishloi Hevi Beis Cyrus. But there's a shita in that Mishnah Masechta Shkolim, many Rishonim say katan means someone that's not 20 years old. And it's based on the pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, where it says, Ben Esrim Shana V'mayla, they had to give Machzis HaShekel. Nobody else had to contribute. You were younger than 20, you didn't have to contribute to the Machzis HaShekel. So the definition of katan as it relates to Machzis HaShekel is 20. Based on that, someone that's less than 20 may not be chayiv and musaf. So if he's not chayiv and musaf, say the achroinim, it's yidua, b'shem the Baal Torah Tumim. And others said this chiddush as well, that someone that's less than 20 years old should not daven musaf for the yamin. Why? Because he may not be chayiv and tefilas musaf. As a result, you shouldn't be the shliach tzibur. So you have, obviously, what's the minimum age to daven for the yamin? Be bar mitzvah, right? Some kilos, you have to have a beard. I mean, there's a card to it, by the way. You'll see on Daf, we're going to see on Amid Beis that the Gemara is a braisa. So there's a concept of Achi Malois Kenoi as it relates to certain, a little bit of an older rib. Poshet, it's an age. But the point is that, right? But the Poshet is Mishiyavi Beis Cyrus. So it's once you turn bar mitzvah. But there's an idea of 20 as it relates to Musaf. There's an idea of 30. It's a Ramah in Eir Chaim. Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, Simon Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, and the Vilna Goyen says in Bir Agro, what's the Makar? It's tucked away. It's Alice Sugya right here, that somehow you may Slichus and Yom Ram are Dugmas Avoida Salavim Kiyodua. Shehem Yumei Adin says the Vilna Goyen. If you medayik l'shoyne hazav kiyadua, but either way, it's not clear what the grum means. But somehow there's a sheiches tavayda salavim thus the age of 30. That's the second aura. The third aura, which is a little bit of a longer aura, and that is, so we had over here this idea, 25, 30, says the Gemara, kan le Talmud, and can't actually do the avodah. So when a levi turns 25 years old, that's when he was invited into this, into the base, and he could start observing, see, 5-year training period. Then afterwards, he's finally allowed to do the avodah himself. And the Gemara says, mikan, from here we learn a musar, the Talmud, simin heishanim, that if a Talmud has been learning for 5 years, and he doesn't see any hatzlach in his learning, then unfortunately, but you also see patience, that sometimes things take time, just because the person doesn't get it right away doesn't mean anything. You have to at the very least give it. You have to at least give it 5 years. Now the truth is that this Gemara is quoted by the Rav Bar Tanura in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah is in Avot Perek Hey, Mishnah Chaf Aleph. Hu haya oimer ben chamishan al mikra. When a person turns 5 years old, a child, he's supposed to start teaching him mikra. Ben Eser, when he turns 10, le Mishnah. Ben Sholish Esrei le Mitzvos. Ben Chamish Esrei le Talmud. Ben Shmoyna Esrei le Chuppah. Ben Esrim Lirdoif, Ben Shloshim Lekoyach. Incidentally, the Gros says in his Pirish Agra on the Mishnah, what's the Makar to Ben Shloshim Lekoyach? What we just learned. Because 30 to 50, and 30 was for the Avedas HaMasa and the Avedas HaKosev. So you see, there's an idea of Ben Shloshim Lekoyach, Ben Arbam Labina, Ben Chamishim Leitza, Ben Shishim Lezikna, Ben Shivim Leseva, Ben Shmoinim Legvura, Ben Tishim Losuach, Ben Meyok, Ilu Meis V'Avaru Batal Menoilam. Either way, that's a well known Mishnah. Everyone knows the Mishnah. It's a Pirkei Avos, Perikei Mishnah Chaval. But says the Mishnah as it relates to learning. So learning is supposed to happen in three phases. Ben Chamesh Lemikra, Ben Eser Lemishnah, Ben Chamesh Esri LeTalmud. So it sounds like there's 5 year intervals. For 5 years you learn Mikra, then for 5 years you learn Mishnah, and then afterwards, Ben Chamesh, when you turn 50, that's when you start learning Gemara. Says the Rav, you know what Pshat in this is? It's based on a Gemara in Masechtes Chulin Daf Chaf Dalet, where the Gemara says, "Kol Tamid Shlei Ra Simin Yafe B'Mishnasei Chamesh Shanim Shuvenei Raya." And it's for that reason what we do is we give every Talmud 5 years. We give him 5 years for Mikra, because 5 years is the responsible amount of time that you have to give a child for him to have the ability to be Matzliach. And then you give him 5 years for Mishnah, and then you give him 5 years for Gemara. But until then, you can't start writing people off and making determinations whether he does know how to learn or he doesn't know how to learn. You have to give him time. So it's 5 years for Mikra, it's 5 years for Mishnah, and then it's 5 years for Gemara. The Vilna Gaon is Pirish HaGra, Ki Yodua, right? What's the Graz? Pirish on Ovis, we always speak this out. He says, Ovis, based on Rashi's Lashon above a Kamada Bezam and Aleph. Ovis is called things that are Mefurish in the Torah. Ovis and told us, Ovi Kar Lahanach, Dechsivin Bekrob Mefurish. Right, anything that's Mefurish in the Pasuk, that's what Ovis is. So the Goyen said, every Mishnah in Ovis has a source in the Pasuk. So it says the Vilna Goyen, what's the Makar to this Pasuk? Ben Eser, Ben Tezvav, Kemoisha Amru Per Kamada Chule, Ubi Ben Chomesh Ve'esrim Shana Vamaila, Mi Ben Shleish. He brings these two Pesukim. These are the Pesukim, right? It's the Rav's Makar. The Makar is that the have to give somebody 5 years in order for him to be able to figure it out. But I'll tell you a davar nifla that I saw in the Sefer Maris HaAyin for the Chida. It's in his Pirish Masechtis Ksubis Daf Samech Beis. So the Chidah Sefer Maris HaAyin Ksubis Daf Samech Beis. And he says that the Gemara over there in Ksubis discusses different Tanoim that after they got married, so they went to learn. And they went to learn for 12 years. And if you remember those Gemaras, Perakafalpi, so it was, apparently there was a minute that people would go learn for 12 years. Most notably, and most famous, it was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva went for 12 years, then he went back for another 12 years because he heard his wife say, hey, you can go for another 12 years, it'd be fine. And Rabbi Akiva went for that. But the point is, there was a minute, it wasn't just Rabbi Akiva, there was a minute that people would go learn for 12 years. Says the Chidah, what's the pshat? The Efshed Derech Drush. Yiramis, the Tanah, and the Mishnah says in Ovis, Ben Esel Mishnah. It says when a child turns 10 years old, that's when he starts learning Torah Shabbat Peh. The Emesh Noisenu Ayim Shana. Emesh Noisenu was 70 years. It comes out then that a person has 60 years to learn Torah Shabbat Peh. If that's the case, we know there's a concept of giving Meiser. But there's even a higher madrega, a mitzvah min amufcher, for a person to give chaymesh. Says the Chidah, the chaymesh samich hu yud beis. A fifth of 60 is 12. Umishum hachli, bacharu be yud beis shana, duhu chaymesh achayim shiyyeh be'esek ha-tayra. Says, you want to know where it came from? Because what we're doing is we're giving chaymesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have 60 years for entire Shabbat Peh, because they should put us on the world for 70 years. And the first 10 years, that's we don't start learning entire Shabbat Peh. We start learning entire Shabbat Peh when the Mishnah says, Ben Esel LeMishnah. That means we have 60 years. So you know what the Yid does in the beginning? He takes 12 of those 60 years, he gives them up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gives them, not Meiser, but he gives Chaymesh from his man, from his 60 years, to learn Tayyish Ba'al Peh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, that's where it came from, this idea of Yudin. Incidentally, Rabbi Akiva lived 120 years. Rabbi Akiva ended up giving up 24 years, which was also Chaymesh, incidentally. But regardless, but this is the idea. The idea is, do the math. So that's the concept, it's 12 of 60, Twelve of 60, and that's what it comes down to. Chaymesh. What came to mind is Ramosha's tshuva, right? So what came to mind is Ramosha's famous tshuva in Eben Ezer Chelik Dalet. Ramosha over there is discussing how much of a person's time he has to give up to teach people Torah. So you have someone who's a Talmud Chacham, and he struggles. So should he spend more time learning for himself, or maybe he should spend more time trying to teach others? He brings from the Chassam Sofer, and this is the Chassam Sofer that we've ran with over the years, where the Chassam Sofer says, "Ask the Kasha." We know Rabbi Akiva says in Bava Metzia in the beginning of Perikei Zeh Neshech, that if there are two people in a midbar and they have one Kitin Shomayim, the Mempatura says nobody should drink it. Right? Why do you want to see your friend die? No, Achibar Rabbi Akiva, and he taught that Chayecha Koidim L'Chayechaver. So there's a concept Chayecha Koidim. Freit Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Akiva said Chayecha Koidim. Rabbi Akiva is also the one that said, V'yahavta L'Reyacha Kamoicha, Zek Klal Gadol Batayra. It sounds like it's not Chayecha Koidim, but it's only V'yahavta L'Reyacha Kamoicha. And Chassam Sofer famously said that Loi Kasha, Kan Binyoni Oilam Azeh, Kan Binyoni Oilam Abba. Meaning, can be dvarim gashmiyin, can be dvarim ruchniyin. When it comes to gashmiyas, when it comes to your physical life, chayecha koidim. And that's Rabbi Akiva. There's a kitein shomayim, and a person's literally, he's gonna die, so certainly he should drink. There's an idea of chayecha koidim. But when it comes to Torah, when it comes to ruchniyas, you have to be on the look for your friend's ruchnius just as much as you have to for your own. When it comes to Torah, then it's only kamoicha. So when it comes to inyanei oyvam azeh chayecha koidim, but when it comes to inyanei ruchniim, when it comes to Torah, etc., then it's v'yahavtel reyacha kamoicha. It's only kamoicha. That's what called gadol b'Torah is. And the Chassam Sofer says this var in many different ways in this varim. Either way, so Ramosha in a tshuva. It's an Eben Ezer, chelik dalin. It's at the end of Simen Chavav. V'divrei Chassam Sofer. Amash omer Rabbi Akiva, after reyacha kamoicha, zeh kal gadol b'Torah, hu b'Torah mitzvahs dafka, the binyanim oylam azeh, etc. Says the Chassam Sofer, says Reb Moshe t'muim ma'od. He doesn't believe it. The b'Torah v'adai Torah say kedemes. Because even when it comes to Torah, he thinks his Torah is going to be first. Either way, Reb Moshe has an arichos and says Reb Moshe. Okay, so if I don't agree with the Chassam Sofer's psak, and I hold that no, just like this chayecha koidim Rabbi Akiva said when it comes to saving your life, so too when it comes to your Torah, so too when it comes to your ruchnias, there's an idea of chayecha koidim. So how do you measure? How do you know how much you're supposed to give up? Says Rav Moshe, ach, hayresi, shekol talmud chacham, af shetzorich la'atzmoy, You have to give up some of your time in others. So he says, okay, you're right to pray. So what's the shir? I'm skipping. The Chazal kaveh a shir of meiser. Now they said it regarding money, dogon, tira, shitzer, meiser, k'zofim. But it says Rav Moshe, it's reasonable to think that that is the zman. You see, Chazal always want you to give away a meiser, to give away a tenth. So it says Rav Moshe, I think that's what it is. Sheish lumotar v'ula yochel ha'hoisef at chaymish. But the tzorich iyan linyan hashir. It says Rav Moshe, how much zman is a person supposed to give up? There's an idea of meiser. There's an idea. Incidentally, you know, Rav Moshe brought this chasam sofer in teres. To answer this kasha, and Rav Moshe says it's tmur ma'id, and he comes out not that way in halacha. But again, I just want to emphasize, Chassam Sofer doesn't say this svar once. Chassam Sofer says this svar 20 times in many different places. So to the Chassam Sofer, this was part and parcel of the Chassam Sofer's worldview. Is Ashkofa Sachayim, that via haftle reyacha kamoicha zekal godabadur, the Chassam Sofer in his hesped on his father, the Chassam Sofer, spoke about how much the Chassam Sofer gave up for his Talmidim in Presburg, and he, as great as the Chassam Sofer was, the Chassam Sofer, this came after giving up so much for his Talmidim. But of course, like the Chassam Sofer himself writes in his Sfarim, "Mi Talmida Yoisa Mikulam," and a person doesn't lose from giving up. So again, you have to. But Rav Moshe, I think, was probably coming from a pure halachic perspective. Rav Moshe is a Pesach. This is Igros Moshe, right? So in Igros Moshe, says Rav Moshe, la halacha, you can't say that. La halacha is a concept of chayecha koidim. So could be it's boy kasha here either. Kan bahalacha, kan bahashkofa. But the bottom line is, Rav Moshe the Pesach said he thought from a halachic standpoint, it's tamua ma'id. But again, this is something that permeates the svarim of the Chassam Sofer. But what's the punchline of Rav Moshe? That there's a concept of meiser and zman also. Meiser zman. What came to mind is this chidah. That you see, there's an idea that they used to go ahead and they used to give chaymish. But I'll tell you another chiddush. Me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa'inyan. As it relates to meiser, not of dogon tirish and yitzer, not of money. And this is not even meiser of zman or chaymish of zman. It's another chidah. This chidah is in Parshas Bahaloscha. It's in the chidah sefer Pnei David. And the context over there is David the Salavim, literally what we're discussing, the topic of today's daf. And there's a pasuk in Parshas Baloischa, and one of the many psukim that talk about David the Salavim. Listen to the pasuk. The etnos halavim, it's perik ches pasuk yutes. The etnos halavim nesunen laharinu levanov mitoich bnei Yisrael, lavoides avoidas bnei Yisrael, boyomayit ulechaper al bnei Yisrael, v'lo yir bnei Yisrael negef begeshes bnei Yisrael el hakodesh. It says the words Bnei Yisrael five times in this pasuk. Beit Chidah seems a little redundant. Why does it have to say the word Bnei Yisrael five times? Says the Chidah. V'yir losis tam lozeh. V'naknim. D'amru Chazal, the Levi hoya meiser mibnei Yaakov alav ha-shalom. Levi was meiser of Yaakov Avinu. Chazal say that a person has to give meiser. A person should give meiser from his children as well. And what Yaakov Avinu did is Yaakov Avinu took Levi and he made him the meiser of his family. Yaakov had 12 sons, but Levi was the meiser. Says the Chidah, it's a pella. Because even though the Katchila, you're supposed to give meiser, but the Mechaber Paskins, it's in Hilchus Staka, it's in Yerdei Simi Reish Mentez, that the mitzvah in Amufkar is to give a chaymish. So why would Yaakov have only given meiser? He should have given a chaymish. And incidentally, how do we know chaymish? We know it from Yaakov. Because Yaakov Avinu said, v'chol ashetitein li aser asrenu lach. So l'chura, Yaakov Avinu is giving Levi, because he said, v'chol ashetitein li everything, the rabbis. He even gave away one of his children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nesunim, right? He gave him up to Hashem. He gave him to l'chura, Yaakov Avinu, who gave chaymish, because he said, aser asrenu, why didn't he give chaymish from his children? The Allah Bedaiti, this is the Chidah talking. Kine MS Nochin. The Yaakov Avinu, Allah Basholim, Hifishne Shvatim Hashem. He says, I realized afterwards that it's the Kash is a mistake. Because Yaakov didn't just give one of his children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave two. Ha'echad Levi, Vasheni Yisachar, the Yisachar Yisik Betoira, Tadir Ki Yodua. Listen to this. Vegam Achara Churbin. Says, even after the Churbin, Yisachar was still learning Torah. How do we know? He said, because we had someone who told us. Sefer Eldad Hadani. Because Eldad Hadani came. The Sheva Yisachar, Isaac B'Tayra Tadr. He says, in Eldad Hadani's, with everything that he told the other, one of the things he said, we're coming full circle. Eldad Hadani of Chulin Dav Beis Fein, right? Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, who said that Noshem Anal Lereshech, it's Pigle, right? Yisrael Anal Lereshech. So, there's a Shiloh. Could you rely on Eldad Hadani? Could you have an Ezra says you can't rely on Eldad Hadani? And then you have Tosfos and the Marat Chai and all the Rishonim in the beginning of the Sadim Schulin. Here you have a Chidah tucked away in Pnei David, Parshas Baloscha, who's bringing a Raya that when the Aseres Hashvatim went to Golus, there was always a Shevet Yisachar. Shevet Yisachar was always learning Torah. He says that's what Elder Adani said. Bottom line is the Yaakov Avinu went and he took two of his sons. He took Levi and he took Yisachar. The Efshar, the Lir Mizeh, it says the Chidah, to bring out this remez, nichtei v'pasik, zeh chamisha pameh b'nei Yisrael, lirmoiz the levi hoye echad mechameshes b'nei Yisrael, v'hu chaymesh. It says five times, v'etnos ha-leviyim, nesuna laharein, five chaymesh. The idea was to show that Levi wasn't just one-tenth, he was really one-fifth. It was Levi together with Yisachar, they were the two that were given up. Now, the truth is, this idea that Chazal say that Shevet Yisachar learned Torah, it's based on a pasik. It's in this week's parasha, right? So you have in this week's parasha, Vayar Menucha Kitoiv, with regards to Yisachar, Vesa'aretz Kino Ema, and the pasuk says, Vayet Shichmoy Lisboil. And Chazal say, what does it mean, Vayet Shichmoy Lisboil? So, Gerashi Lisboil means, Oil HaTorah, that Yisachar went and he learned Torah. It's Yidua, the Velta asks, Vayar Menucha Kitoiv, right? Yisachar saw Menucha, Menucha, self-explanatory. He saw that it was good. That's the Aretz, and he saw the Aretz Kino Ema. It was very Zis. So what did he do? He saw Menucha. Right? It's right. It's good to be calm and relaxed. So what does Yisachar do? By Yeshich by Lizbal. It's like he bent down and it gahar of it. And all of a sudden, he did the opposite of Menucha. He did the opposite of Noema. By he lemas oved. Right? How do you read the pasuk? By Yar Menucha kitoiv v'asa aretz ki Noema. He saw Menucha was very good. So what did he do? By Yeshich by Lizbal. By he lemas oved. So I saw a Dover Niflin, Rav Moshe Scheinerman Sefer from the Chazon Ish. Said the Chazon Ish used to tell this to people. He says, what's the pshat based on a Rambam, a well-known Rambam. A Rambam in Hilchas Isurim Mizbeach. The Rambam over there talks about the end of the Rambam's discussion of the different oils that were kosher to be used in the Beis HaMikdash, whether it was for the Menorah or whether it was for the Menachos. Says the Rambam, Me'achas Shekulin Ksherin LeMenachos, if all of them are really kosher, because that's the bottom line, the Lama Nimnu, why do we have to know this oil and that oil? Says the Rambam, you know why? Could they lay the Yofa She'in L'mayla Mimenu, V'ashova V'apachas, because it's important to know what's the best. She'haroitza Liska is Atzmoy, because if a person wants to do the right thing, Yaakov Yitzroi Hora, V'yarchiv Yodoy, V'yavi Karbonoy Min HaYofa HaMeshubach Bi Because ideally, any time a person brings a carbon, he should always bring his carbon from the best, from the choicest. Says the Rama, what's exhibit A for this? Hare nema b'toyra, v'hevel gam hevi muhu mibcheres soyr milchaveyem. V'yisha Hashem el hevel v'milchasa. Hashem didn't accept Cain's carbon, Hashem accepted Hevel's carbon. What was the difference? Because Cain didn't bring from the muhkar. Hevel did. The hevel hevi gam hu mibcheres soynoi umichalveyen. Chalveyem over there means from the choices. Says the Rambam, who I didn't call dover shul Hashem akel. It's not only true for Karbanas. It's not only true for Cain and Hevel. It's not only true for the Menachas and the Menorah. But anytime a person does anything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sheyia min hanoi hatoif. In bona base tefillah, yia na mi base yeshivasai. Hechel ra'av, yachel min hatoif, v'hamasuk b'shulchani. You have people sitting on your table, give them the better food, take the less for yourself. Kisa arum, if you're buying clothing for someone who doesn't have clothing, yechasim min hayofesh ha-biksusai. You should buy him the best. If you're taking something out of your wardrobe, out of your closet, give him your nicer suit. Hikdish davar, if you're being makdish something, yakdish min hayofesh ha-binechasai. That any time a person gives anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's an idea you should give your best. Said the Chazon Ish, that Yisachar saw Menucha Kitoiv. He saw the greatest thing in the world is to have Menucha. Wow. Says the Chazon Ish, Azoy Geshmak. You know what Yisachar did? He took it and he gave it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, Hashem, I see how Geshmak Menucha is. Vesa'aretz Kinoema, I'm going to sacrifice that for you. That's the ultimate sacrifice. That's the ultimate carbon. He took what he felt was the best, what was Toiv, what was Noema, and instead of sitting and relaxing, Vayet Shichmai Lizboil with the Oil HaTorah, when a person learns Bamelos, that's the ultimate sacrifice, because you're taking something that you want so badly. You're being pulled. You're being attracted to it. And if you can give that up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what that was Hevel's carbon. Hevel's carbon was the story of Cain and Hevel. Hevel gave the best. He sacrificed where it mattered the most. And that's what it is. And says the Chazanish doesn't have to be a carbon. We don't have carbonus today. Kedusha Rishayna, Kedusha Shniya, Reb Tzvi Erish Kalash. We don't have carbonus today, but you could still bring carbonus. That was the point. The point was that was Yisachar's carbon. Vayar menucha ki toiv v'esa oretz ki na'ima. So what did he do? He didn't take the menucha. He didn't take it for himself. What he did was he gave it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayed shich my wizbo with the oil atayr and said the Chazanish, it's this Rambam in Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach. We could still be Mekayim. This Rambam in Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach. Either way, it was a short daf that just and it just got late somehow. Either way, the Gemara Vayta Ad She Yaskin said. So we said that a koyein doesn't have an age limit, right? There's no 30, there's no 50. It's b'shehevi beis sairos until he becomes old. Ad kama, what's the shehedi? You know when a koyein is too old? Amar Rabbah, Amar Rab Chanina Ad She Yirsas. When he starts shaking, Rashi says Yada v'raglav roisasin. Simply because he's too weak, that's when he shouldn't do the avodah anymore. Tan has gone to the Mishnah. Balkeri shetaval or Balkeri that went to the mikvah for lehitol mayim, but he didn't go to the bathroom after he was moitzakeri. The kishayatel when he goes to the bathroom afterwards, tame, he's tame, because we're concerned that there was a little bit of zera. That zera came out when he went to the bathroom, and it was metame his guf. Thus, he has to go to the mikvah all over again. Rabbi Yossi says that's not always true. B'chayla u'bezaken tame, but b'yelad u'bebari, a healthy person, that's not true. Tahar, because we don't assume that there's a little bit of zera that's trapped. Yelad.kama. So, what's the age? How do you know? Yelad sounds like a child. What's the sheyelad? Amr Abulam Rabbi Chanina said kol sha'imid al ragli achas v'chaylets minalay v'noyel minalay. If a person can stand on one foot, put a shoe on, take a shoe off, that means he still has yinga koiches, and that's when this halach is. Amru Olav Rabbi Chanina. They say about Rabbi Chanina himself. He's the one who said this. They say about Rabbi Chanina, Shayi ben Shmoinim Shana, v'yoymed al raglo yachas, v'cholitz minolei, v'noy minolei. Rabbi Chanina himself was able to do this when he was 80 years old. Amru Rabbi Chanina said, chamen v'shemen, shesachasni imi b'yaldusi. The hot water and the oil that my mother used to smear on me when I was a young child, hey, amduli be'isik nusi. That's why he was able to be so strong when he was older. Incidentally, there was a Rashi tucked away earlier in the Masechta on Dav Zayin Amabez. The Gemara there was discussing the mule. Remember the white mule with Reb Chanina ben Daisa and Chamayrish Reb Chanina ben Daisa. So the Gemara there was discussing it is dangerous. It's not. Amar Reb Chanina miyomai lo shalani adam al makas prey de levana b'chay. Nobody ever came to me, showed me a bite, a wound that came from this white mule and lived to tell the story. Meaning anyone that ever came to you with such a shayla died. Says Rashi, why were people bringing these shaylas to Reb Chanina? Reb Chanina roifei haya. Says Reb Chanina was a doctor. Brings another Gemara Masechtas Yuma. Either way, this is Reb Chanina, a doctor. Amar Reb Chanina, chamin v'shemen shesachasni imi b'yaldusi heim amduli b'esaknusi. You have to know the rest of the story. Tanu Rabbanon nesmala ziknoi royli asa shliach tzibur. So as a child is growing older, when his zokim becomes full, now he's roy to be a shliach tzibur. V'leireid lifnei ateva, he could daven for the omid. Isn't that what shliach tzibur means? So Rashi says, no, shliach tzibur can mean other things as well. Litkoya shofer, put people in cheirin, limnois paradis, literally, he could be a shliach of the tzibur. Leireid lifnei ateva is what we refer to as a shliach tzibur. He could daven for the omid. V'li says kapav, he could duchem. Emes ha'kosha l'avoidu, what is ha'kosha l'avoidu? Avoidu m'shav v'shtei Cyrus. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, oimrani, I hold, achihei ben Asra. No, it's not from when he turns bar mitzvah, but rather from when he turns 20 years old, that a kohen should not do the avodah until he turns 20. Amar Reb Chizda, my time in the Rebbe, the Chizda, v'yamidu es halaviyim, he ben esrim shana v'mayla, l'natzeach amaleches beis Hashem. The pasuk says that they appointed the Leviim from the age of 20. V'idach, it's true, it says 20, but it says not for avodah, l'natzeach shani. So what does l'natzeach mean? So Rashi says, the mashma lavid avodahs kvedos. Hatzricha is nitzuach. There are certain harder avodahs that are heavier, quote-unquote. Those types of avodas, for that you had to be 20. Otherwise, not. But the Gemara asked the obvious question. What is that pasuk talking about? Vayamidu ha-leviyim. We're bringing a makar that the kohanim had to be 20. Vahaykra b'leviyim k'siv. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Be'etzim Rabbah m'koymais, Nikri Khan Levi. The 24 place in Tanakh where the pasuk refers to the kohanim as leviyim, v'zeh echad mehem, and this is one of them, his pasuk that he used to quote, Rabbi Shua ben Levi was like, kohanim ha-leviyim b'nei tzadik. They were kohanim and they're called leviyim. Why they call the Vim? So Rashi says two pshatim, but the pasuk pshat Rashi says is because even the Kehanim come from Shevet Levi. Tanu Rabbanon, the pasuk says Ish Mizaracha L'Doy Roisam Mikan Amar Rabbi Lozan. The context over there is the Kehanim doing the avoda. Dabra laharin lemar ish mizarachal v'deroisam ashiya by mum lo yikrav lahakrav lechem alikav. So we're talking about the kehanim doing the avoda. What's the age criteria? Ish mizarachal v'deroisam. Said Rabbi Elazar, you see from here that a katan is possible laavoda. You have to be an ish. V'afilu tam, even if he doesn't have a mum. Maybe it's like kashal avoda. When does he become to do the avoda? Mishiyavish day Cyrus. But the kehanim ain't manicha noisel labadat sheben chav. So even though technically a person was allowed to do the avoda for when he turned bar mitzvah, but the kehanim didn't allow even bar mitzvah boys to do the avodah. They waited until you turn 20 years old. Ikad Amri, some say, ha Rebbe, that this b'raisa is going according to Rebbe. Rebbe said earlier, the Omer Ani Ad Sheyeh Ben Esra, that the Kohen has to be 20. So this b'raisa that says that Ochav HaKohanim did not allow the Kohen to do the avodah until he turned 20 was all going according to Rebbe. And if that's the case, what do you see? You see a chiddush in the understanding of Shitas Rebbe. Pashit, Rebbe seems to be saying a real halacha, that a Kohen cannot do the avodah until he turns 20. But really, it's not the lashon of this braisa. What does this braisa say? Aval ochav ha-koyhanim in manicha noisoy. So you see from here that even Rebbe who says that a Kohen has to be 20, afilu psul di rabbanu leslay. It's not possible. It's only protocol. The Kohanim didn't allow it to happen. But let's say it happened. Certainly, but the evidence is going to be kosher, right? Some say no. Rebbe is slave psul di rabbanu. Of course, according to Rebbe, it's not ochav ha-koyhanim in manicha noisoy. According to Rebbe, there's an age. The age is not bar mitzvah. Kohen had to be 20 before he did the avoda. V'ha rabbanu. This brisa is going according to rabbanu. Ulekatchila hu deloy. It's only ulekatchila. Avol di'eved avidasek shera. But enochanami. According to the chachamim, b'di'eved, it's going to be okay. Incidentally, this halach is brought down in the Rambam. Just kedai to know. So this halach is brought down in the Rambam. It's in Hilchas Klei Hamikdash. It's Perikay. It's halacha tezvav. Kishiyagdel hakoyen v'yase ish. So when the Kohen becomes a man, harehu kosher avoda, he's kosher to do the avoda. Aval ochav ha-kohanim lo'yhoyu manichin oisoy la'avod ba-mikdash. But his brothers, the kohanim, did not allow him to do the avoda based on mikdash ad sheyu ben esrim shana, until he turned 20 years old. So tachlis, at what age was a Kohen allowed to do the avoda? So it's a gemara, it's tucked away, technically in Masechtos Chulin, right? It's not in Zvachim, it's not in Menachos, it's in Chulin. It's in Chulin daf chavdalin, and over here the gemara says, a machloik is Rebbe and the chachamim, but as it relates to the lemaisa, the Rambam and Klei Mikdash Perakei Alochet Hazvav, that technically, once the Kohen becomes bar mitzvah, he's allowed to do the avoda. Aval ochiv ha-koyanim lo'yhoyu manichin noisei labi b'mikdash achiyu ben esim shana. Now, we're not going to go into this now, but this Gemara is another marumakya. You have to chalk this up as another Mekorin Chazal to the age of 20. So you talk about, at what point does a child mature? So usually, you're a katan until bar mitzvah, until you bring Shtei Cyrus. And then once a person brings Shtei Cyrus, he has a din of a gadol. But there are many mekoros in Chazal that there was another shlav, another stage in the maturation of a child, and that is when a child turns 20 years old. The Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Hei, the Gemara says that if somebody yarshins he yarshins property from his father after his father dies, he can't sell until he turns 20. Machlekes in the Gemara, what the age is, Reb Nachman over there says, until he turns 20 years old. We know that Bezin Shomailo doesn't punish somebody until the person turns 20 years old. Rashi brings it in Parshas Chayesara, Rashi brings it in Parshas Koyrach. Regardless, here you have another Marumachim, Chulin, Dav Chav Dalet Amud Beis, that there's a concept, there's an age, that until a person turns 20 years old, he is not fully developed. An area where Chabsa Nafgemina Lahalacha was, according to Rebbe, it was possible for someone less than 20 to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And even though we don't paskin like Rebbe, but the Rambam does bring that Ochav HaKohanim, there was an idyllic Katchila that up until 20, you could not do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash.